The freighter discharged with a dusty roar. The blade machines raced about, neatening up the pile. The first load was ready for the buckets on the conveyor belt. A red light flared. A horn went off. The ore duster operator cursed and banged at his controls. All activity stopped. The air around the operator's dome and mask might well have turned blue from his cursing. Char came rumbling like a tank out of the dome of the transshipment control office, shouting as he came. Far off was the faint moan of another freighter coming in from an overseas mine site. It was not a transshipment firing day, but schedules were about to ball up on freighter discharge. Char was shouting for electronics repair, and somebody in the dome on the loudspeaker system was demanding to know where the duty electronics was.
Johnny could have told them where the duty electronics was.
He'd seen the employee walking toward the compound 15 minutes ago. Char was raving at the operator on the ore duster. The operator was hammering paws on the control panel. Johnny slid off his horse and went to them.
I can fix it.
With a roar that had concussion in it, Char told him to get the
hell out of there.
No, I can fix it,
said Johnny. A voice coming closer said,
let him fix it. I trained him.
It was Kerr.
What did you just say?
Char was distracted by the new interruption. He whirled to storm abuse at the midget cyclo. Picto recorder running, Johnny slid up to the front of the ore duster control panel. He snapped it open. He stood at right angles to the layout of components and pretended to study it. Then he reached in and touched a couple of points, doing nothing to them. Given pictures of this, he could build it. He closed the box. He rapidly connected the wire he had earlier loosened. Char turned back to him after chomping on Kerr.
It's fixed. It was just a loose wire.
Kerr yelled to the operator,
try it now!
The operator did, and the ore duster purred.
See? I trained him myself!
Johnny got back on Windsplitter, using the motion to turn off his picto recorder.
It's working now,
said the operator. Char looked venom at Johnny.
You keep that horse out of this area. If this was a firing time, he'd land in Cyclo.
Oh, God,
he went off muttering something about damned animals. The conveyor belt and buckets and machines were roaring away again, making haste to clear the load before the new freighter came in. The old one took off. Windsplitter wandered down toward the morgue. This building, remarkable for its refrigerator coils, stood well back. Johnny turned and looked from it back at the compound. It was a straight course from here, across the transshipment platform, and up the hill to the cage.
And what,
said a voice,
are you doing down here with a picto recorder?